As a second example of cognition, let's look at a vision for the future rather than the results of an experiment, but it may not be that far-fetched. Ghostwriter is a system that would take specifications from a user, perhaps document length, outline, and goal, to provide a first draft of a document. The user would then interact iteratively with the confabulation system. Both the user and the computer would ask each other questions, and they would both provide suggestions to redirect, refine, and finalize the document, with much of the actual writing and research being done by the system. The result would be a quality document with essentially no grammar, spelling, semantic errors that could easily contain information and concepts that the user was not even aware of at the time he or she started the composition. I actually had similar experiences with a work colleague who asked me to provide background information on people, companies, technologies, and the status of his projects that he was involved in, but of which I had no knowledge. I did that quickly and manually with a simple search engine indexed on our wide area network at work. Unfortunately, due to health problems, Robert Heck Nielsen is no longer developing the confabulation theory concept. Because of the intense excitement over deep learning neural networks, many promising ideas are on hold. But as soon as current scientific funding and research settle down, which may take a few years or more, I expect ideas like this to be picked up again and pursued by a new generation. Confabulation theory has profound and beautiful tie-ins to neuroscience, and even if these do not prove out over the long term, they are the most serious quantifications of cognition that I have seen.